says, as a Catholic, Richard, I was told to ask Jesus into my heart by other people who call themselves Christians. I did that, but it didn't work. What's wrong, Richard?
Oh, well, I can sympathize with you because I myself personally tried this. I said, I was, if you read my testimony, seeking how to be right with God, saved, and I was looking at all the evangelical things when I saw this, so I did it, and like myself, I did it many times, not just once, because I'm somebody who perseveres, and I tried it, and it didn't work. I was just the same sinner, very conscious of my sin, very conscious that I didn't have peace in my own heart, let alone peace with God, which was the most important thing, because He is all holy, and I certainly didn't even begin to look at skosh, as we say. I didn't look at peace holy. I knew I was a sinner. What did I do? I said, if this is wrong, let me analyze why it's wrong. And that I did, and I saw that it's like it's upside down. It should be the other way around. It should be, how could I be accepted into Christ? And I studied the scripture carefully, Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, and I saw in chapter 1, verse 6, accepted in the Beloved. Accepted, that's in Christ. And in whom, in Him, and all those different ways of expressing, 42 times I counted, in those two chapters, it was in the Beloved, in Christ, in Him, in whom. It was the other way around. I had it backwards. And I said, I must be accepted in Him. Now He is glorified and in heaven. How can I get to Him? How can I be accepted? It must be legally credited. Like you credit something in a credit union or in a bank, it's credited to you. It's yours, but it's in Him. And I said, that makes sense. I must be accepted in Him. But that can only happen, as the scripture says, by faith, through by grace, through faith. And I quote Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. That's word for word, Ephesians 8 and 9. It's the gift of God. How do you get gifts? Well, you wait and get them, but sometimes I'd ask, like at Christmas, I'd ask my parents for things just to make sure I got them. And so I said, let me ask. I said, I got on the floor on my red carpet, and I said, God in heaven, I see that scripturally says, Ephesians 2:1, you've been dead in sin. I say, I'm dead in sin. I can do nothing. I said, give me the faith and activate it by grace, whatever grace is. I said, I don't know, but activate it by grace and I will be right with you, the all-holy, all-great God. And it was about 5, maybe 10 minutes, and I felt a real change in me. And then I put my hands to heaven, I said, I thank you, Father, my God in heaven. You have saved me by the faith that you gave me and the grace by which you activated it. I am now safe and secure in Christ Jesus, and I will be that way for the next week, month, year, I will be this way, in fact, for all eternity. And Father, I give you the thanks, the praise, the worship, and the honor. For the first time, I have peace with you that my sin is forgiven. And I have peace for the first time in my own heart. I know who Richard Bennett is. For the first time, I really know myself. And I know I'm safe and secure in Christ Jesus. I don't know how to thank you, my Abba Father, my loving Father. I will thank and praise you all the days of my life. And Stuart, that was just a profound, profound salvation experience. I just thank the Lord for what he has done. And I thank you, listener, that you would listen to this and say, well, that's good enough for him. Well, he's a little bit known there on the internet and things like that. So maybe just because he's well known, he can say these things. It's not. I'm just a destitute sinner like you are. And unholy I was and sinful as you are. We're all sinners before a holy God. And it's applies to you too. So I ask that you profoundly think about this. Are you going to come to a realization that you can have peace in your own heart, but most of all, the most important, that you can have peace before the All-Holy God, and that he will forgive you your sins, and he will give you a new eternal life. The scripture says this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom we must send. That in coming to salvation you will know God. And that's the most profound knowledge there can be. And you'll know Jesus Christ. And you'll be ever thankful and ever joyful and never praising the Lord like I am today. Please consider these things. And I'd love to hear from you. I have a personal email address, even though I'm old and weary and in pain. I'd love to hear from you. And I will reply. It might take me a day or so, but I will reply. My email address is rbennett@bereanbacon.org. You will see the email address there on your computer screen, and you'll see it at the end of the program. So, love to hear from you, and may the Lord really activate his grace through faith as you come to salvation. And if you don't, if you have problems, email me. Here I am now, willing to answer any problems you have. Let me conclude with a prayer, because God is all holy, and we will never be perfectly holy. We'll be becoming more and more holy as eternity goes on, but we will have in our heart a joy unspeakable and full of glory, and their scripture words, and we will be praising God with joy, with ecstatic joy, because that's what heaven will be. So let's finish with a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this program, and we thank you for the one listening, and we thank you for the grace that is active as we speak. And we pray that the faith is given also as we speak. And we thank you in advance, Father, for those souls that will come, and that you will be glorified, and particularly for the one who is now listening. And Father, we look to you now that your grace would activate, and through the faith that you give, And in all these things, Father, we give you the glory, the praise and the worship, because you are worthy of all praise. All glory and worship and praise be to you, God, our loving Abba Father, our loving God, in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Praise God.